Good morning. This is homecoming weekend. Please give a warm welcome to our alumni this morning. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have you here. I'd like to give a quick announcement. Volunteer Services, they are providing an opportunity for you, and it is Christmas. It is called Operation Christmas Child. They're inviting our students to grab a box. These boxes are available in their office at Keppel. They also can be dropped off at both of those offices. And if you could put small items in this box, they will go all over the world. Good Samaritan's Purse will be delivering these. So more information is inside the box. And there's also a packing party November 21st at the Moss, and that is held from 11 to 1 o'clock. Today, we are wrapping up our Missions Week, and I'm very excited to talk to you specifically about our Immersion Spring Break trips. And these trips are for you. I've invited a few friends to talk about them. They can give you an insight. Better from my perspective, I could probably talk to you about for an hour about them, because I'm passionate. I believe that they change lives. But I have invited Greg Fuchs. I'm going to start down at this end. He is an alumni of Hope College, so it's special to have him here for for the homecoming weekend. He is also the director at Mile High, which is a Christian ministry that our students have experienced, and they will have an opportunity to go there for spring break. And it is a very popular trip. Women, the spots have been filled. Men, we would love to invite you to go to Denver. So that's our partnership. That's kind of how our trips look, is we have partnerships. We do not just go and think about, let's go to the city and come up with something. We have amazing Christian partners that teach us. We have an opportunity to learn to see the needs of their community and how God is working in those communities. And then I'd like to introduce you to Israel and then also Polly. They both have had an experience at the Denver site this summer, and they also have had several experiences, I believe, on different immersion trips. And I want them to share a little bit more about themselves and those opportunities. So, Polly.
Hi, my name is Polly Korn. I'm a senior here at Hope College, majoring in psychology, and I'm also the president of Hope's Asian Perspective Association. Like she said, I also did the internships in Denver. I worked at a refugee center called the African Community Center, and I also been on 3 immersion trips, so this year will be my 4th one.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm Israel. I'm also a senior here at Hope from Los Angeles, California. I am a senior rep for Student Congress, a student ambassador, and I'm also an RA with South Campus, so shout out to all those groups. I am leading a trip to New Mexico this year, and like Nancy said, I just found out all the girls are filled up, but we're missing guys. So guys, time to step it up. We need signups for all our trips. And I also did the Denver every semester this past summer with Greg.
So my name is Greg Fuchs, and I'm a very proud alumni of Hope College. I graduated a long time ago. I'm probably the same age as most of your parents. I can tell you that my education here, along with the experiences around Holland, really shaped me. I think one of the things I remember most was they used to have a trip here called March for Hope, and that really kind of really moved me to a place to start understanding people who are struggling and kind of their stories and how, as a Christian, what God was asking me to do with that. I also have been really shaped. As I graduated from Hope, I ended up going to spend some time in Africa and in Europe and went to seminary and then was a youth pastor for a long time and a young life director with Fuller Seminary in Europe. I've settled into working with Mile High Ministries the last 8 years, which Mile High Ministries is a ministry that has a homeless community, a legal aid clinic for women caught in domestic violence, and then they have 2, I guess you'd call them educational ministry opportunities for college students. One is urban-based, and one is for students like that would go to Hope that are interested in multicultural, cross-cultural opportunities in the future. I'm also very proud to be a dad of 3 teenagers, so that's a little bit about myself.
Great, thanks. Polly, share a highlight that you had from Denver this summer.
So like I said, I work at the African Community Center. My job basically was job training. So from Monday to Thursday, I would teach classes for 3 hours with the refugees about like the interview process, the application process. I sat down with them and built their resumes as well. So it was a lot of one-on-one that I did with all of them. And my favorite part of the internship was just building those relationships with the refugees. I worked with a lot from Afghanistan, Iraq, Myanmar, Congo, and Sudan. So a lot of like different backgrounds, like different religions and all that stuff. So it was really cool. I normally would go to their neighborhoods as well. It's pretty funny, actually. I get out of work at 4 and classes ends at 3. So once I go down, like we're on the second floor. So once we go down to down the elevator and the doors open, there'll be like families waiting there, wanting to take the bus with me back to like to their homes, or if they need help going to the grocery store and learning how to buy food or buy shoes or like all that stuff. So, and one big thing that we emphasized a lot in Denver was trying to find God in Denver. And I found God through all these people, just seeing how their faith and like how much faith that they have and their hope coming here and how strong they are. It's just seeing like their happiness to be here. It was just amazing. So I highly recommend doing it.
Great. Thanks, Polly. Israel, could you share a highlight from an immersion trip?
Yeah, so I've also been on an immersion trip every year. So this year I'll be leading one. This past spring break, I was in Nashville with 14 other amazing people. And we just had a great time. And like many other trips, we visited different nonprofits, different sites that do volunteer work or they do support work within the cities. And I think in Nashville especially, I was really, really surprised in a great way how God was working through the city through these nonprofits, because many times, like a lot of them were really open about it. They like might not agree with the way other programs did things, like their ideologies or their methods, but they knew at the end of the day that they were doing everything because there was people in need. So they kind of set all that aside. And it reminded me of that analogy you always hear about how we're all Christ's fingers. And like in Nashville, they were just like crooked. They probably had like hangnails everywhere. Because they're like, I mean, they really, like some of them like just really, sometimes they didn't like other groups, but they knew like, this isn't about us. And we have to kind of set all that pride aside because there's people who are struggling with homelessness or substance abuse. Very humbling to meet people who were like, who had bachelor's degrees, there was engineers, some people had PhDs, and maybe due to mental illness or just like unforeseen events in life, they ended up being homeless. So it was just great. I mean, just hearing people's stories and talking to them was amazing, and getting closer with their group, getting closer to God. It was just an amazing week all in through.
Great, thanks for sharing that. And then Greg, how might students see God work in Denver?
I think Denver, like any site, like I think is the director of where students are coming in. Like, I guess my hope is kind of simple. It's, I think a lot about just having students have the opportunity to have the eyes of Christ and the heart of God for each person, including themselves. So like at Denver, we really put students in places where they're gonna have one-on-one times and group times in groups of two in places where people are struggling, where there's homelessness, poverty, underserved neighborhoods, refugees, even gang life. You know, we'll put people in neighborhoods that are gang life. And I think for me, like, just, it's such an opportunity for people to see things, kind of like the way Jesus saw things. If you think about when he looked at the crowd and he saw the harassed and helpless, it's the opportunity to get to learn the story behind that. And that it's also the chance to encounter Christ in that in a mystical way as well.
Great, thanks a lot. Well, you got a little picture of what great organizations we work with. We have several. There's 16 trips that you could look on our web and see. And many of them, or I want to say all of them, reflect Christ's heart. And they are people like Greg that you would be rubbing shoulders with. And the teams are made up of students like Polly and Israel. They're includers. They challenge you in your faith. No one has to be at a certain point. So know that everyone is invited. It's an opportunity for all of us to grow in our faith. I want to send you out with a verse, and it is found in Micah 6:8. And where is it? It is What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And I just want to encourage you today during homecoming weekend, Monday, if you choose to do a trip, that you would just enter into living how Jesus lived, and he wants us to live for him. So blessings on your weekend, and you are dismissed. See ya.